Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has a different threshold. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains spooky imagery, ghosts, and witches. If all of that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. The moon is full and the sky is clear. You are sitting outside in a large open field as a cool autumn wind blows the tall grass around you. Sitting there relaxing, watching the stars, you get an unsettling feeling that something is watching you. As you sit up and look around, you hear a cackle from somewhere in... Yes, somewhere... Wow. In the tall grass, the sound swirls around you, and it gets so loud that you have to cover your ears. And then, just like that, the sound stops, and you're all alone again. Killian, do you know who just stopped by to bother you?
I know.
Who is it?
The Bell Witch and a cat.
It's the Bell Witch. You added the cat.
Because some witches have cats, you weirdo.
Oh, it's true. So it is the Bell Witch of Adams, Tennessee. Let's open up the...
Ooh, and jump in.
Wait, hold on.
And see what's here in store.
Let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more.
Bum-bum.
Okay, let's get started. So what do you know about the Bell Witch?
So, guys. The first thing when I started knowing about the witch, the Bell Witch, Mama told me about her. And like when I was like 5 years old.
Yes.
I forgot which day we did it.
Probably right before Halloween.
Yeah, I think.
We talked about the Bell Witch.
It was on October, like way this like.
Oh, okay. So what are some other witches, like famous witches that you know of?
I know the witch from, the only one I know is the witch, so the witch in YouTube grown-ups is this witch called Alberta.
Oh, I never heard of that one.
It's the video that you saw with the free kids. The witch that was in the video was called Alberta.
Oh, yes, I do remember that. Okay. What about the witch from Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, I forgot her. The Wicked Witch of West.
Uh-huh. And what about the witch from the Huey, Dewey, and Louie cartoon? The trick-or-treat. Trick-or-treat. That one.
Uh-huh, that one.
Okay, so...
And I got to mention this one. This is the last one I know about.
Okay.
The witch from Looney Tunes. If you watched them Looney Tunes, just say yes. Just say yes.
Yes.
No, the listener.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The ping dong.
All right. So the Bell Witch is obviously a witch, but do you know where she is from?
She is from the Adams family. She is from the Adams family. Tennessee.
Adams, Tennessee, which is only like 20 minutes away from our house. You went to Adams during Halloween, didn't you? You went to a Bell Witch thing and you got a little spooked, didn't you?
Yes, I screamed.
Yes.
Even Simon and Garfunkel screamed.
The puppies, they screamed too?
Yeah. We were like terrified.
Do you want a fun fact?
Yes.
So the Bell Witch, the school... The old schoolhouse, and it's kind of a little museum about Adams, and it's got a bunch of Bell Witch stuff, and it's near where Betsy Bell's house was. That's where we told Nina and Poppy that we had you in my belly.
Okay.
Oh,
can we go to that?
Yes, you would like it.
The museum?
Yeah, you'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a restaurant in the same building that's very good. So.
Wonder if they have lots of yummy food.
It's got lots of yummy barbecue food. All right. So before we get too deep into the Bell Witch, I want to talk a little bit more about the history of just witches as a whole. So witches, or people who practice magic, have been talked about in legends and stories since...
And witch men are called warlocks.
Correct.
And guess what, guys?
Oh.
I don't know why they use war in and lock. And like a name like warlock. Do you know what I mean? Like they say war in lock and
yes.
Warlock.
Yes. Okay. So witches have been talked about and warlocks have been talked about in legends and stories since recorded history began.
You might be thinking of Madame Mim.
Oh, Madame Mim is a witch.
From the sword and the stone.
That's a good
which
one.
Which has also challenged Merlin to a...
Who is a what?
Who is a wizard, which is mm-hmm. Which is a type of warlock...
Correct.
That has a big beard, and which is very long, and mm-hmm. And maybe you might be seeing them in TV shows with glasses, like Scrooge McDuck, or...
Who's another, witch and warlock that you know of? You had a birthday party themed around these people.
I forgot.
Harry Potter! Mm-hmm. Okay, now listen. Where do you think witches with pointy hats, brooms, and black cat familiars really became popular in history? Do you know?
No.
So witches, as we know them, really became popular in Europe in the mid-1400s. Anyone who was suspected of casting spells, using plants to help heal the sick, or of a person who thought like things that were a little bit different than what other people thought, and what the typical practices of European churches were thought to be evil witches. Or at least, a person who is marked with the devil. Killian, keep trying to cough. The Bell Witch is trying to keep me from telling her story.
That didn't trick me.
Oh, okay. Okay. These different people were feared, and as a result, between 1500 to 1600, a new job was born. Witch hunters. These witch hunters traveled across Europe looking for those that they thought were wicked. And as a result, these witch hunters caught nearly 80,000 people and punished them for being alleged witches, oftentimes burning them at the stake. Just as the witch hysteria died down in Europe, a little witchy chaos happened in America in 1692. Do you know what the American witch trials are and what I'm talking about?
Witch trials
mm-hmm.
are what, like...
What do you think they are?
Like, you're a half-witch kid.
Oh.
You're a witch kid.
Okay.
And you're, like, a half-witch. Okay. You're halfway of a witch.
Got it.
And you ask this super witch that was... really, really, really good at magic.
Oh.
And she's and the kid would say, and the you,
oh.
the kid,
okay.
was ask the witch, like begging the witch to uh-huh. teach more uh-huh. magic. And
right.
she said, you have to follow these trials.
Oh, I see where we're going. Okay, I was really confused.
Trials. And then she said, first, trial.
Okay, listen. That is a good guess. And I thought you had gone off the rails a little bit, but you actually came right back to it. That does sound like what the witch trials could be, but it's actually something different and actually something a little bit scarier. So the Salem witch trials... you know, we'll probably do a whole other episode on the Salem witch trials. Maybe one day, because it's a little scary. But for now, just know that it is a scary, crazy story involving kids, witchcraft, and a town full of secrets and whispers. And a lot of people got hurt in the process.
Tell me.
Well, maybe another episode, because it's a long story.
I want to hear a long, long story.
Well, I've got other stories for you. Do you want to hear the other stories more about the Bell Witch?
Well, we already know about the Bell Witch story, so don't tell me, the listeners, about that one.
What? Yes, hold on, just wait. Today, I have two stories for you, actually. One is an original folklore surrounding the Bell Witch, and the second one is a first-hand account of the strange things that happen when you tamper with the spirits that lurk in the forests of Adams, Tennessee. So the story of, let's tell the first story, which is the story of the Bell Witch and how she kind of became what she is today, is it's a story that some people call America's greatest ghost story. You ready?
Bum, bum, bum. That means yes.
Okay. So this is the original story of the Bell Witch. It was 1817, and a man named John Bell and his family had moved near the Red River in what is now Adams, Tennessee. John Bell built the Bell family home on a large patch of land and began farming with the... excuse me. Killian, I'm telling you, that Bell Witch is trying to make me not tell her story.
No. It's a trick!
It's not a trick. Mommy's throat really is scratchy, but I will continue.
But the Bell Witch part... But about that Bell Witch part of the...
I don't know.
Of the... I promise.
Okay.
It's not happening.
Okay. He started farming with the intent to amass wealth, which is like another word for like lots of money.
Yeah, lots of
right.
money.
Right. So one day while out hunting on his land, he came across a strange black dog-like creature that was otherworldly. Firing his gun at the strange beast, the creature suddenly disappeared. Startled by this, John Bell returned home. Soon, random bangs and knocks would be heard in the dead of night, waking up the family and scaring them. The family began to grow tired of the strange bumps and noises and thought maybe these noises were just playful mice, raccoons, or other small animals. But these thoughts were quickly squashed when, one night, a voice whispered through the Bell home, "I am a spirit.
I once was very happy.
But I have been disturbed
and made unhappy.
I am the spirit of a person who was buried in the woods nearby.
I am a spirit who's been buried in the forest
and made unhappy. That's wrong. And my grave was disturbed.
My bones destroyed and scattered.
And one of my teeth was lost under this house. I am here looking for that tooth. Do you think that John Bell might have disturbed the grave that the spirit was talking about?
I think yes.
Yeah, I think so, because it sounds like she was really upset. So, life for the Bells quickly changed after the voice spoke for the first time. The sounds grew from bangs and knocks to chains being dragged down the hallways, screaming, shrieks, and the sound of someone being choked. As time went on, the witch grew more and more angry with the Bell family. She began to push and pinch the Bells as they went about their day, oftentimes grabbing the Bell girls by their hair and pulling them down to the ground. John Bell seemed to be the main target of the Bell Witch's mischief, and many times the witch could be heard speaking in the night about wanting John dead. And some say that she got what she wanted. In 1820, John Bell grew very sick, and the Bell Witch announced to the family that she had finally poisoned John, thus ending her terror of him. During John Bell's funeral, the witch is said to have sung loud songs of joy while John's body was being lowered into the ground. The killing of John Bell is often spoken about, as the only time a ghost, which many people believe the Bell Witch to be, has killed a person in American history. After the death of John Bell, the witch told the family that she would return in 7 years. So do you think the Bell Witch left for 7 years and came back?
I think yes, because that's what she's announced.
Correct. She did return. So she returned true to her word 7 years later. But this time in her return, she simply made the bed shake, screeched outside the windows, and made general scares to the bells, but soon disappeared. The Bell Witch is still said to lurk around the forests, rivers, and caves of Adams, Tennessee, stalking anyone unlucky enough to cross her wicked path. So, what do you think about the Bell Witch?
I think that she creeps me out.
She's pretty creepy. So what is the scariest thing about her? Like, what creeps you out the most?
The orchard.
Oh, that's the place. I was like, what? That's where you went.
Yes, but that scares me the most because it was very terrifying.
Yes, Killian went to a haunted orchard in Adams, Tennessee, and he was very convinced that the Bell Witch was in the orchard, right?
Yes, because you said path.
I did say path, you're right. Do you know that there's also a legend that if you go to the cave, the Bell Witch cave, which is in Adams, and you take any of the rocks from the cave, that she follows you home? You look a little creeped out. Are you okay?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
My nervous system almost shut down.
Okay. Do you want me to continue? Can your nervous system handle it?
I think.
Okay. So, Killian, I have a kind of a little story to tell you. I have a firsthand account and a firsthand knowledge of the Bell Witch. Do you know that? The Red River, you know the river that runs behind Gigi's house? Goes through Adams. It goes through Adams.
The river we go fishing in.
The one we go fishing in.
But is it the Bell Witch's river?
I don't know. It could be. Would you like to hear a true story of someone who I know who encountered the Bell Witch?
Yes.
Okay.
But please, please, please don't be too scared.
I will try not to be. So this story, which Daddy has made into a more story-like story instead of just a firsthand account, Daddy has titled The Spirit in the Mist. Are you ready? Elizabeth Harris had just turned 15, and it was the summer of 1983. There wasn't much to do in Clarksville, Tennessee, so her older sister Megan took her on a drive through the country. The shady roads wound around old graveyards and over crumbling bridges, rivers and creeks far below them. It was humid, and the radio played sad country songs. It was a good day for Elizabeth and her sister. One of those lazy days where you are happy to just ride around and do nothing. The car eventually passed an old brown sign with yellow writing that read, "Welcome to the City of Adams." Above the sign, there was a circle, and in it was a witch riding a broom. Curious, Elizabeth asked her sister if she knew about the witch and what she was doing on the city's sign. Megan, having dated a boy from Adams last summer, explained the story of John Bell, the Bell Witch, and how she still haunts the county to this day. Elizabeth laughed at the story. She knew one thing for sure, that witches and ghosts weren't real. They couldn't be. Megan's car came to a stop in front of an old two-story house with peeling white paint and a hand-painted sign that read, "Antiques." It had an old Coca-Cola logo underneath it. The sisters got out, stretched their legs, and walked to the old house to grab a drink and see what treasures could be hiding inside the store. On the front porch, a woman sat in a rocking chair, wearing a long floral print dress, her gray hair tied up into a tight bun in the back of her head. She was fanning herself with a square piece of yellowed cardstock attached to a small piece of wood, a Bible verse written on the faded paper. She welcomed the pair of girls into her store, but stayed fanning herself in the wet August heat. Elizabeth and Megan grabbed Cokes from the small smudged fridge and drank them as they explored the trinkets inside. Elizabeth eventually got bored with the lamps and quilts that filled the first floor and made her way up the stairs to see what was hiding on the second floor. The second floor was just one large open room with a few tables littered with random things. The walls had old paintings of rivers, a pair of oars for a rowboat, and far too many dusty old deer heads. As Elizabeth strolled to the far end of the room, a sudden crash startled her. She turned around to see that the oars that were on the wall had fallen to the floor. "What you getting into?" the old lady's voice came from just behind Elizabeth's ear. She dropped her Coke on the floor and turned with a shriek of surprise. Somehow, the woman had walked up the stairs and gone all the way across the room without Elizabeth seeing or hearing her. The woman's head tilted to the side as she leaned closer to Elizabeth. "You shouldn't be messing with things," the woman said in a harsh whisper. Without a word, Elizabeth turned and raced down the stairs out the front door. She ran so fast that she slammed into Megan, who was standing on the front porch. Elizabeth fell hard, and as Megan turned to help her sister up, the old woman was still sitting in her rocking chair and fanning herself. Elizabeth looked up at her in complete shock. She was just up the stairs, wasn't she?
I know.
But now she's sitting on the porch. How'd that happen?
I got an idea.
Oh, okay.
So, I think
okay. She
ran so fast.
The old lady? Can old ladies move very fast?
No, maybe she ran on her broom.
Oh.
And then she said, "Go on my broom so fast."
Okay.
Or maybe she used magic to a potion to, and then when she drank it, poof,
maybe.
She was back in the rocking chair.
Maybe. You want to hear more of the story?
Yes.
Elizabeth stood up and just stared at the old woman, who politely asked if she was okay. Elizabeth nodded her head and walked to her sister's car sitting in the passenger seat. She hadn't even realized that Megan was talking to a group of her friends when she had raced out the door and slammed into her. Megan waved goodbye to the group and walked over to the car, getting inside. Elizabeth decided to keep the story of the old woman to herself as she listened to Megan excitedly explain that her friends had invited them to follow their car out to an old farm. Apparently, Megan's friends knew the location of the real Bell family graves, and they were going to go out and try and talk to the spirits. Elizabeth just nodded as her sister's car pulled out of the parking lot. Elizabeth looked at the empty second-story window. The woman on the front porch still sitting there fanning herself and smiling. Elizabeth was nervous. Maybe there was more to this Bell Witch story than she thought. It took maybe 10 minutes and several dirt roads, but Megan's car finally made it to the deep cut of forest far from the main road. The sky had been painted purple and red by the setting sun as the sisters got out of the car. Megan excitedly raced over to her friends, and Elizabeth watched as a boy grinned and pulled something flat wrapped in a blanket out of the trunk of his car. One of the girls had a large canvas bag that had all kinds of things stuffed inside of it. Elizabeth trailed behind the new group that she had found herself a part of: her sister, two other girls, and three boys. The group laughed and talked excitedly and found an old deer trail and used it as their guide to get quickly through the darkening forest. Elizabeth trying her best to watch out for poison oak and swatting at mosquitoes along the way. It wasn't long before the group stopped at the edge of a small clearing. While the forest had all kinds of shrubs, bushes, and greenery, the clearing was just rocks and dirt, almost like nothing would even grow there. Centered in the clearing were a few small gravestones, and etched into them was one single word. What do you think that word was?
I don't know.
The word was Bell, the family. So the group quickly began setting up. The girl with the bag unpacked large candles and lighters, while the boy unwrapped some kind of wooden plaque. He laid a blanket down, and the girls began lighting candles. Stepping closer, Elizabeth would see that the piece of wood had letters and numbers written on it. The words yes, no, and most ominous of all, goodbye. It is a Ouija board, said one of the girls. We use it to talk to the spirits in the great beyond with this planchette, she said, holding a small heart-shaped piece of wood with a hole cut into the center, and her wiggling fingers making a spooky ooh noise. Megan sat down in a circle with the rest of the group and ushered Elizabeth to sit beside her. As soon as the circle of people was complete, a sinking feeling washed over Elizabeth. She felt like she could just throw up. Everyone put their hands on the planchette, and everyone laughed with giddy fear and excitement as a small piece of heart-shaped wood began to move about the board, guided by someone or something. Elizabeth felt a cold wind cut through the summer heat. One of the girls was asking a question about something, but Elizabeth was looking over her shoulder and watched as a dark gray mist curled out of the darkness and licked over the undergrowth, moving as fast as a tidal wave towards them. As soon as Elizabeth turned back, a scream erupted from the very dirt beneath their knees. As the candle flame exploded and fire shot up into the trees, the group let go of the planchette and fell back screaming. A whirlwind of cold air swirled around the group as thousands of voices began shouting at the same time from all directions. Who dares disrupt my forest?
Who dares to disrupt my forest?
Megan grabbed Elizabeth's hands and raced back through the trees, the fire and the mist burning and spinning behind them. A loud echoing cackle and the screams of Megan's friends bouncing off the trees as they ran away. After that night, Elizabeth and Megan never went back to Adams. They very rarely talked about the forest and the voices in the darkness, kind of like a secret amongst the sisters. The rest of the group made it out okay. Singed hair, but nothing more. The older the girls got, the more they chalked up their experiences to a practical joke, or just kids letting the wind scare them. But sometimes, late at night, if a window was open and a cool summer wind was blowing just right, Elizabeth could almost hear a soft voice calling for her to come into the forest. But witches and ghosts aren't real, she reminded herself. They weren't real. They couldn't be. Or could they? Ooh, did you like that?
I liked it. It almost, just like the other story, it almost made my nervous system shut down.
Oh my gosh. All right, so what was your favorite part of the Bell Witch and the stories that I told you today?
They were awesome.
You liked them?
The spookiest parts were that, I forgot.
Okay. Well, the second story was actually a story that was told to Mommy by someone she knew, but Daddy changed it a little bit, but it was still pretty scary to that person. So
Can you tell me the story? What did this sound like to your friend?
Oh, it was that story. We told it, but I'm just saying that there are people here in Clarksville and other places too who still swear that the Bell Witch is still out there and they see her all the time. And in the Halloween time, there's even a Bell Witch festival, there's a play, there's a bunch of stuff. So the Bell Witch is a pretty big deal to our little part of Tennessee.
I want to go to the festival.
Yeah, maybe next year we'll go.
I'm dying to go to that play.
Oh, okay. You think you'll sit through it?
Yep, I'll sit through it.
Okay.
Maybe it's about the kids trying to kill the Bell Witch.
No, that's not what happened. All right.
How do you know what happens in the play?
Because I just do, and it follows the true story. Well, it follows the book written about the story.
Is it going to be the same story from the Bell Witch?
Yeah.
Like the first story?
Correct.
Like with John Bell and...
Yes, just that.
This one's going to be creepy.
All right. Are you happy we finally did the Bell Witch? Are you happy we know more about her now? All right. Well, I'm done. Are you done?
Yes.
Thank you for listening. I am Karina.
I am Killian.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog. Thank you for listening to The Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beemisterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beemisterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grownups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.